The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for multiple sclerosis. Here's an article by Marissa Wexler, MS. Vumerity recommended for EU approval as RRMS treatment. A committee of the European Medicines Agency is recommending that Vumerity be approved as an oral treatment for adults with relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis, or RRMS, in the European Union. The opinion from the agency's Committee for Medicinal Products for Human Use, or CHMP, will now be sent to the European Commission, which will issue a final decision and has historically followed the committee's recommendations. Today's CHMP opinion is a critical step forward in providing an oral therapeutic option that is easy to integrate into a patient's daily life, which helps with ongoing care management. Simon Fassener, MD, PhD, Assistant Professor in the Department of Neurology at Ruhr University, Bochum, in Germany, said in a press release, Vumerity, developed by Alkermes and Biogen, is an oral medication containing diroximel fumarate, an inactive molecule, or prodrug, that gets converted into its active form, monomethyl fumarate, or MMF, inside the body. MMF, which is thought to work by reducing inflammation, is also the active ingredient of Tecfidera, an older medicine developed by Biogen that was first approved in the EU in 2014. The CHMP's positive opinion on Vumerity was supported by pharmacological data that showed both Vumerity and Tecfidera lead to similar amounts of MMF in the body. The opinion is also supported by data from a Phase 3 clinical trial called EVOLVE-MS-2, in which 506 people with RRMS were treated with either Tecfidera or Vumerity for 5 weeks. Results from the Biogen-sponsored study showed that treatment with Vumerity led to significantly fewer and less severe gastrointestinal side effects, which was associated with better quality of life. Biogen is running an ongoing open-label clinical trial, EVOLVE-MS-1, to continue studying Vumerity's long-term safety, tolerability, and effectiveness over nearly 2 years. Interim data presented earlier this year suggested that Vumerity showed a good safety profile, as well as promising signs of efficacy. Vumerity builds on our experience in MS and the established profile of Tecfidera to bring a new oral option at a time when people with MS are making treatment decisions while considering other factors related to their ongoing care during the pandemic, said Alfred Sandrock Jr., MD, PhD, Biogen's head of research and development. We look forward to advancing Biogen's profile and continuing to work with the MS community to address critical treatment challenges, Sandrock added. In the U.S., Vumerity has been approved to treat relapsing types of MS since late 2019. Tecfidera is currently the most prescribed oral MS therapy in the country, according to Biogen.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Jennifer Powell, Silver Linings. When loss is expected, how do we cope? It's hard to watch the decline in real time. It happens before my very eyes, like Groundhog Day. I wake up, I try, and I do. I persevere because that is who I am. I push past the chaos in my body. I don't see every new pain as a reason to worry. I don't find each fall as a cause for concern, but then it happens. A seismic shift occurs, and the progressive nature of my disease is front and center. I don't sweat the small quakes in my life. I expect grief and loss to happen. Perhaps I'm too nonchalant, but I can't afford to fixate on every new ache, pain, or phenomenon. They are inevitable. I gloss over loss to cope with this disease. If I don't create space for the myriad hurts, perhaps they won't exist. Pro tip, this does not work and they do exist. Yet, I do this as a way to cope with life with multiple sclerosis. It has nothing to do with intellect or emotional health,
It has everything to do with a desire to be free. I want to live free from what my disease dictates. I long to work more, play more, sleep more, travel more, exercise more, learn more, and love more. I long to hurt less, resent less, cry less, fall less, argue less, lie awake less, medicate less, and isolate less. The tragedy of chronic disease is that loss becomes white noise. I choose to push past what would be a roadblock for most. I step over the cracks as they appear. I have no illusions about their existence, but I do not stop and breathe life into them. Instead, I improvise, adapt, and move forward. Secondary progressive multiple sclerosis is a degenerative disease. It's full of unknowns, and not for the weak of heart. I navigate through it as these earthquakes continue. I feel each one. However, I move through them with intention. I move through them with renewal and a will to survive. In the absence of a cure, I give myself the grace to live my best life.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.